This is Sunday Conversations. Sunday Conversations is a presentation of Davis Broadcasting, Inc. in cooperation with Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Good morning. This is Ashley Scott, and welcome to Sunday Conversations on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100. We're here at the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs with another outstanding stakeholder to learn about her entrepreneurship journey. Good morning, Kira. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful this morning, dealing with that Atlanta traffic like usual, but happy to be here and to talk with you about Solomon and Solomon Construction.
Oh, thank you.
How did you get into the construction industry, and how did you just get into the entrepreneurship space? Because a lot of people don't take the leap and decide to start their own businesses.
This is very true. So for me, first off, I am the owner of twin businesses, right?
Okay.
So real estate and construction. So Solomon and Solomon Construction actually was birthed through an acquisition. That acquisition happened back in 2021, and the company was DK Lippe Construction. It was a 25-year-old company and had maybe 9 employees, and it seemed like a really good fit for us. It had a unique feature, which was an age and place certification. So we thought, okay, this is nice. We get to do really great work, help people remain in their homes, do modifications, allow for people to age gracefully, and everything will be wonderful.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Now, most people don't buy, do mergers and acquisitions on companies. So what transpired that allowed the opportunity for you to purchase mm-hmm. this DK Lippe? Like, how did that happen?
So I had my former partners and I kind of collaborated. I was coming from the real estate industry. So, you know, I've been in real estate for over 16 years. My one partner was in finance. The other was in risk management. So we sought to decide, okay, well, we're going to buy and sell companies. This particular company seemed like a right fit for us. We decided to move forward, and hence that's the birth of Solomon and Solomon.
Okay. Now, you've been in construction for the last 20 years. What did you do before construction?
So, actually, no. So, this acquisition is my entry into construction. Yes, I've been on the real estate side. However, I come to you, and I didn't really greet you the way I normally would, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I come and I explain to you that my grandfather was a builder in New York, residential. He was an artist, and I've been around kind of that industry all of my life.
Okay.
My father was an entrepreneur. He had a boarding company, so if there was a fire in the city or in the area, he was the one to go out and board up that property.
Mm.
So I spent a lot of time in a lot of lumber yards.
Wow.
So it comes through my family in that way, and then we had another relative who was on the real estate side.
Okay.
So I've been around real estate and construction, light construction, and for the majority of my life.
Okay. So you have a veterans designation for your company?
So no, we're not a veterans. One of my children,
okay.
She is a vet, right? She's with the Space Force, but we don't have the veterans designation. We are women owned. We're in the process of completing that certification.
Okay.
And looking to do really great work in the community with our newfound certification, if you will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit more about this age and placemaking, because I think in our community, that's something that people are considering. People are getting older. So what does this work look like for people, and how do they get involved with you if they're looking for this kind of service and product and support?
So first, I would direct them to our website, which is solomonconstruction.us. That's S-O-L-O-M-O-N, construction.us. And just to kind of give you a little bit of an idea, yes, people are of all races and ages are growing older, right? So we all have a parent that we probably don't want to grow old with in our own home. We
mm-hmm.
want them in their homes. And in order to do that, we have to modify the space for those persons. So maybe the doorways are going to be widened to allow for a wheelchair to be accessible. Or if we're thinking about a toilet, maybe the person is no longer able to sit comfortably on the toilet. So we have toilets that are retractable, or we have to install maybe grab bars. Our grab bars are sleek. So one of the things that, again, was beneficial for us was that we have a distribution. And it's a we work with a company out of Denmark, and all of the products that they provide are just, you know, European, sleek, real clean, classic. And so we're able to put those into people's homes, install, and just, you know, have people to feel good about themselves and be independent, because that's really what it's about, maintaining that independence, growing old, but growing old gracefully in their own homes.
I love that. That's important.
It is.
Now, I'm going to shift a little bit, and I'd like to talk about some of the challenges that you might find in business, especially when I'm listening to you talk about this very age-specific group. Like, how do you find contracts? How do you get clients? What are some of the things that you have to do to be able to make your business thrive?
So, again, because the company had some sort of history to it, we were able to acquire that and acquire some of the customers. And so we've kind of sought to, you know, just mold it to more so what we're looking to do. So it's not just the age in place, it's the materials, yes, but it's also making it broader to all communities, because you're right, in the Black community, we don't really think about this. Now, I do have a relative who actually thought through, so she's got an elevator, she's got everything, you know, sauna and all of that sort of thing. So we want to be able to have that conversation. It's a little bit, yeah, we hear a little bit of background noise, but it's comfortable for me. It's construction noise, right? But yeah, we want to be able to pass this message on into the Black community so that they can understand how their parents too can benefit. So they can contact us with the telephone number is 800-484-1321. They can call us, and we're happy to come out and give them an estimate.
So when I think about just being a woman in construction, I know a lot of times we don't have a lot of people who are representative of us in this space, in this construction space, especially as a Black woman. So have you had mentors, people who've kind of helped you to navigate this space, especially stepping into that new business?
I have made contact with people. I've had meetings and so forth. But like you say, there aren't too many of us. I would say that through the Russell Center here, through Rice, I have made some really significant connections. And it's just a matter of maintaining those contacts and, you know, finding time to do that important work. Mentorship for me has really come from outside of, let's just say, the woman aspect, right? So just men who have poured into me and have shared with me, just, Kira, keep doing this, be consistent, and you're going to make it.
And I think there's something to be said about that, because just because we don't see women of color as represented in the space, it's cool to have these men helping to mentor you. Like,
absolutely.
I think that there's a role that everybody has to play to be able to see diversity happen in spaces where traditionally there aren't women, and there aren't women of color or even people of color. Anybody can be a mentor. They don't have to look like you to help bring people who look like you into these spaces.
Absolutely.
So I love having that conversation. And I want to move a little bit towards just how you find diversity and inclusion, or how you're helping in diversity and inclusion. Are you mentoring? Are you bringing interns into this building or into the space? What are some of your goals around helping to diversify this industry?
Ooh, that's a lot. So, so, you know, diversity comes to us in many forms, obviously through products and hence through people. One of the things that we did back in 2019, and we're actually picking back up, is a financial literacy class. Okay, we put together a 6-week course where we offered a path to entrepreneurship or homeownership. And so we've taken that torch and we've lifted it back up, and hence we're going into Morehouse in March and to speaking with some of the students there. We're having conversations with the youth last week, you know, coming out here just to the Russell Center and just talking to them about who we are, what we do, and if we can be an asset to them in any kind of way, then we're here for it. That's pretty much.
So yeah. What advice would you give to another young entrepreneur who's interested in being in construction, or even someone who might not be young? Maybe they're seasoned. Maybe they're a woman. Maybe they're interested in acquiring a business. What kind of advice would you give?
I think for business, just across the board, whether it be construction, real estate, or a retail service, be authentic. Show up as yourself. Temper what you say. Because authenticity does not mean that you do not have a filter, mm-hmm. right? Remain to maintain your integrity, right? You don't have to settle for anything. You don't have to compromise who you are, your ideals, your core values. To be at peace in the storm, because there's always going to be one, whether you're walking in a storm, you're in a storm, or you're coming out. Learn to be at peace with that. To just have courage in the face of adversity. And I'll kind of leave you with these words for them. My father coming through, just this poem was always in my ear, courage, right? When the burden grows heavy and rough is the way, and we falter and slip and it isn't your day, and your best doesn't measure up to what is required, and you know in your heart that you are fast growing tired, there's only one thing to do is to call on your courage and see the thing through.
See the thing through. I love that.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to ask is, what's your future goals for your business? How do you plan to continue making a positive impact on our community?
So we are preparing for, I guess, a soft opening of a plaza where we had an opportunity to bring or help bring about 9 different businesses. Some of them is their second location. That we're most proud of right now on the real estate side, because we're bringing baseball to Decatur. Right, we've got some pro ball guys that are coming in. They're bringing what they do. That's a huge impact to that community, in addition to some others that are there that are bringing natural products and food and so forth. It's, we can't call it a food desert, because there is a large retailer, I won't call the name, that's up the street. But it's a community that needs to be loved on, and that's what we're doing. That's on the real estate side. On the construction side, we have some development projects that are in place, and we're looking to get some things done and out of the ground within the next 6 months. So you'll see that name, and hoping to make a major impact in the market here.
Yes, Solomon and Solomon Construction.
Yes.
So before we get out of here, I want to ask about your experience here at the Russell Center. How has being a Rice stakeholder impacted your business?
Too many words to think about. It comes to mind, but I guess access would be the first word, right? Access to Fortune 500 companies, access to spaces and places and people that you wish that you could be, clarity of business principles and foundations. Like, I never thought about core values and your vision and your mission statement. You know, you would see these things and think they're cliche.
Right.
That is your North Star.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know it and your team doesn't know it, you're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So Rice for me has been an integral part of my foundation, just firming that up. When I came through the doors, yeah, I was on the cover of Georgia Trends magazine, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, I might know a little bit, but the more you know, the more you know you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful for Rice. When you come through here, you get a certain energy. And if you went to an HBCU, you know that bump, bump, mm-hmm. bump, ba-da-da. That's what I hear when I come through the door. I get that charge,
yes.
You know, as soon as you pull the door, so.
Well, thank you so much for being here today and sharing your insights with us, Kira. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another Sunday Conversations. I'm Ashley Scott. For more information on today's episode, click the Sunday Conversations tag at smoothjazzatl.com. Thank you again, Kira.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. as we celebrate innovation, perseverance, and the entrepreneurial spirit. Sunday Conversations, hosted by Ashley Scott, only on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100.